Recoil by Andy McNab. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Zaire, Central Africa, 2nd of October 1985, 14:27 hours. Chapter 1. Davy had offloaded his 175 Yamaha and gone ahead to recce the valley. He'd be back soon unless the rebels had caught him. We'd been training Mobutu's troops against these guys, and we knew that knitting baby booties and collecting China thimbles wasn't high on their list of favourite hobbies. When you're up against the kind of guys who routinely machete off an entire village's lips because one of the locals has been overheard saying something not nice about the president, you know it's time to check chamber. Our four ancient rusting Renault trucks were spread out and static just below the crest of the high ground. The drivers had killed their engines the moment we got here. It wasn't something you normally do with old wagons like these, in case they refused to fire up again, but we didn't have a whole lot of choice. The Zaireans had only been able to find us a couple of dozen jerry cans of fuel at such short notice, and those engines drank like a Swede on a stag night. The early afternoon sun was relentless. So were the flies. The fuckers had found us within minutes, and it took a never-ending Thai hand dance to keep them out of my face. I wiped sweat from my eyes with a corner of a red gingham tablecloth I'd ripped in half and draped over my head.